What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. Welcome back to Founder's Journal, my personal audio diary, where I give you, the business builder, the tools you need to think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, a team, or a new product. And speaking of new product, today I'm going to talk you through the evolution of Morning Brew's paid product. It is an 8-week program that is designed to accelerate the modern business leader's career. I am so excited for it, and it is slated to launch in the second quarter. The whole journey of building a startup within a startup has been fascinating, and I now want to share that journey with you. Specifically, I want you to be acutely aware of how adopting a mindset of adaptability has been crucial in setting the product up for success, no matter what comes in our way. Because no matter how much you plan and think ahead, shit always happens. Challenges arise, delays occur, new information forces you to course correct. And Morning Brew's paid product is no exception to the rule. Let's hop into this thing. It all started on March 15th, 2020. That was the day that we decided to test remote work. Little did we know that would be the beginning of our new normal, where that test day became the first permanent day of working remote, and we literally have all been remote since March 15th. And within a few weeks of that day, the entire advertising market would be in a downward spiral. I will never forget it. It was 9 p.m., and I got a Slack message from, I believe, our head of revenue that our partner, who was advertising the next day in Morning Brew, had pulled their entire advertisement. Just like that, $50,000 was out the window. And it really sucked, obviously. It's a kind of a shit ton of money. But it wasn't the end of the world. What did feel like the end of the world were the next 10 advertisers after this first one who followed suit and pulled their sponsorships with Morning Brew over the following 2 weeks. That is when the feeling of, oh shit, set in. It was the first time in the history of the business that my co-founder Austin and myself were genuinely worried about our future. Him and I brainstormed every possible way that we could make money beyond ads. We discussed merchandise, donations, literally anything a media business could do to make money, we discussed it. Since starting Morning Brew, we had always talked about the importance of diversifying revenue in business, and there was no better or more urgent of an opportunity than at the moment to test something new outside of advertising. The way we landed from every possible way to make money if you have an audience to what we'd actually test was by coming back to Morning Brew's audience and asking ourselves, what do they come to Morning Brew for? And one of the main reasons our audience comes to us is to learn. For many, we are an education company. We've always said that what defines the modern business leader or Morning Brew's audience is their deep curiosity about the business world. And so we asked ourselves, what can we do to double down on our audience's curiosity, help make our audience better professionally, and build something that is good enough to charge them directly? Where we landed was to disrupt business education and the traditional MBA. It was a super ambitious vision, but we were really excited for it. What we basically said is, we were like, there has to be a better way to deliver valuable outcomes and create an environment for a better network for a professional without making someone give up 2 years of their life and $200,000. While we were confident that there was clearly a white space in the world of business education, we didn't want to build a product without any sort of validation from our audience. And so what we did to test before actually building was we partnered with NYU professor Scott Galloway and his new education company, Section 4. And the whole idea was, let's partner with someone who's already doing it to understand if Morning Brew's audience would pay for premium online classes before doing anything like it on our own. And what Section 4 is doing is they are building out a lineup of 2-week business courses that they call sprints, where Scott and a number of other professors from top business schools lead these sprints around specific topics. So for example, the specific partnership that we have with Scott was on his inaugural course. It was called the Strategy Sprint, and the whole goal was teaching students the strategies of the biggest companies in the world, like Facebook, Google, Netflix, etc. And the test for us was simple. Scott and his team put on the course. They handled all of the operations of it, all of the content, you know, customer service, et cetera. And Morning Brew acted as the marketing funnel, where we promoted the course in our newsletter, and only Morning Brew readers were in this specific two-week course. And for us, it was a win-win. What ended up happening was 500 Morning Brew readers signed up as students in Professor Galloway's strategy sprint, and they paid $500 a pop for the two-week experience. It was this test that made us feel more confident than ever that the right educational experiences will attract Morning Brew readers to pay for a product directly from us for the first time. And this is when the fun began, because this was when it became our responsibility to build our own product. So the original thought for the product that we were going to build was to draw inspiration from Section 4's model and create a two-week course around a specific topic that was of particular interest to Morning Brew's readers simply by surveying our audience. And so we actually did run a survey several months ago. And I think the topics that we included in kind of this question of what would you like to take a class in was business strategy, productivity, time management, investing, and a few others. But as is the case with any new product, things change constantly. What happens is new information comes in, and that completely impacts the game plan that you have. And as we were beginning to think deeper about the specific course topic and its curriculum, Morning Brew's director of growth shared some serious reservations about the direction we were going with the product. Her view was that by building a two-week-long course, we would be running a never-ending marathon of marketing the next one. Our director's concern was that we'd be on this endless treadmill and eventually burn out our audience from plugging the course too many times. Her thought was, you know, we'd run a January course. And while we're running the January course, we're going to have to be marketing in our newsletter to fill up the February course. And then while we're running February, we'll have to do the same for March. And from a marketing perspective, that really scared her. Understandably so. This is what led to our first product pivot. We went back and asked ourselves, how do we avoid being in an always-on marketing mode for the product while still maintaining our direction and our North Star? And the answer that we netted out with was creating a subscription product where customers pay annually and you aren't held to a specific timeline for promotion. After all, recurring revenue is the dream for any company, right? Think of this new direction as a gym membership for the modern business leader's career. The idea was to deliver business knowledge, hard and soft skill development, and a high-quality network for the professional who always wants to be learning and leveling themselves up. We're super excited about this new approach, but as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, with anything new, no matter the plan you put in place, and no matter the considerations you make, it requires constant flexibility and openness to changing course. There were a few serious challenges we encountered as we dug our heels in and started building this subscription product. First, we realized that our experiment with Section 4 didn't give us the right data to launch this new specific product. What we had learned from Section 4 was that Morning Brew's audience would pay for a time-bound course, one that had a beginning and an end. We didn't learn anything about the audience's appetite for an ongoing business education subscription. Testing for multiple variables with our first go at the product gave us pause. We wanted to make sure we learned from whatever we put out into the world so we could iterate and adjust. The second challenge was we underestimated the mountain of work it would take to sustain a gym membership for modern business leaders. We found it increasingly difficult and daunting to deliver content and educational experiences for any of our customers without any sort of end date. Like, think about going up to your writers and saying, hey, we have to create a curriculum. No, it's not 2 weeks long. No, it's not 10 weeks long. It just goes on forever. And so we have to have a curriculum forever. As we began mapping things out, we just started realizing the strain that it would place on a launch team of three, which at the time was product manager, a lead editor, and a community editor. So we adapted our approach to better align with current staffing. We re-asked the same question that I said before, which is, how does Morning Brew want to help the modern business leader level up in their career through business education? And how can we do it in a way that doesn't open us up to the massive marketing challenge that I mentioned earlier? Our solution was to meet our product in the middle, somewhere between a two-week sprint and a never-ending subscription. Here's where we landed. An eight-week program that accelerates the modern business leader's career. Marketing cycles would be more spread out, and we would be able to test one thing, which is, can Morning Brew deliver a good enough educational experience that our audience is willing to pay for and loves? Right now, literally in this moment, we are in the process of finalizing this product. What I can say is, since solidifying this new direction, we've never felt more confident about the product. There is a clear North Star with what we're creating. We're excited about delivering the world's best accelerator for a business leader's career. We see so much opportunity in this program acting as a wedge or a Trojan horse that will allow Morning Brew to further chip away at the foundation of traditional business education moving forward. It really is such a treat to be building something new, like in the early days of building Morning Brew when we were in college. So if I can answer any questions for you about creating something new with little resources and little precedent to go off of, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I'm not a product expert by any means, but I can give you thoughts on my experience building products the last several years within Morning Brew. And by the way, as a quick update, I'd like to officially thank you all for helping Founders Journal hit our audacious goal of 250 reviews by the end of the month. This community is incredible and is only getting bigger and stronger with every episode that goes by. Over the coming days, I'll announce who gets swag as part of getting to 250. Thank you all for making this journey so incredibly fulfilling. You're the best, and I will catch you all next episode. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.